From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters are heading to polls today, deciding their next president. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
This is a very important election for France because essentially voters are going to decide whether France should stay the course of globalization, whether it should stay in the EU, or whether it should find its way outside of it, much like Britain did almost a year ago. This has been a very divisive election in which you have the centrist candidates proposing remaining engaged with Europe, but with a reformed EU. And on the other hand, of course, the reason why so many people around the world are watching this election is because in case the polls are wrong and in case Marine Le Pen wins this election, we would see France take a very sharp turn in a different direction.
The campaign of French presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron says it was targeted by a massive and coordinated computer hacking operation on the eve of the final round of voting for the country's next president. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. Statements in Washington and Moscow Saturday said General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart and that they agreed to fully restore an agreement on using Syrian airspace that had been in force from late 2015 through most of last year. The two senior generals also discussed the recent agreement in which Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed on a Kremlin-proposed plan to reduce the violence in Syria. This is VOA News. Boko Haram extremists in northern Nigeria have released 82 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 by the militant group in the town of Chibok near Nigeria's borders with Chad and Niger. Government officials confirmed the releases early Sunday, and CNN quoted a government official close to the situation as saying the girls are under military protection. Bucky Shanmayer, one of the founding members of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
This is a very, very exciting news for us. That we have over 80 of our girls coming back again means over 80 girls no longer in the den of the abductors. And this is an exciting news for us, for the parents, for the Chibok community, for their relatives, for their friends, and for their family. So, yes, it's a very exciting and welcome development for us.
The girls are set to be transferred Sunday to the Nigerian capital. They gained their freedom following protracted negotiations between Boko Haram and government envoys. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against the president, Nicolas Maduro. The ongoing demonstration started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. Police in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir say rebels have attacked a police squad, killing three civilians and a police officer. An assailant who was also killed when officers returned fire. Officials say the police unit came under fire late Saturday when it was working to clear the site of a road accident. Various insurgent groups have been fighting for decades for Kashmir's independence from India or merger with Pakistan. Both countries claim all of Kashmir. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing to dramatically slash funding for the White House Drug Control Office after Mr. Trump campaigned to fix the nation's growing opioid abuse crisis. A preliminary 2018 budget document from the Office of Management and Budget would reduce funding for the Office of National Drug Control Policy by 95% from $364 million to just $24 million. The proposal calls for eliminating the drug-free communities and high-intensity drug trafficking programs, both of which have bipartisan congressional support. One senior Republican, Rob Portman, said, "We have a heroin and prescription drug crisis in the country, and we should be supporting efforts to stop it." This is Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.